Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I am going to... Boy, this is a great show. I am very excited to bring you Mary Hunt. She is an author, columnist, speaker. Her book, Debt Proof Living, How to Get Out of Debt and Stay That Way. All right, that is a big one. It's a big one for a lot of people. So let's just dive in. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Dave. It's nice to be with you.
I'm very glad to have you, and I'm about to come up out of my chair. I'm so excited to have you on. Not that it's exciting to talk about, debt is a horrible topic for a lot of people, and it can be a very painful thing. But what the exciting part about this for me is that to have you on, and I know you're a very busy person. Mary is the founder and publisher of an interactive website, Debt Proof Living, and a lot of financial tools there, debtproofliving.com. She's a syndicated columnist, read by hundreds of thousands of people every day. And the book, of course, it's a bestseller. So she's all that, and we're super glad to have her on the program. And this is something that touches just so many lives in our country and around the world. But the American consumer, has constant bombardment of the next thing we need to buy and easy ways to get it. And you don't even have to pick, soon you won't even have to take out your wallet. You'll just flick your wrist with your watch and have that whatever you want in your hand walking out the door without even having to pull out the credit card.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it?
It's coming. And then it'll go underneath our skin, and then it'll be, it's just becoming, and the drone will deliver it that afternoon or... Yeah, I mean, it's all coming.
Oh, man.
Keep us out of debt, Mary.
You got me so worried here. Maybe I should just hang up and go get some therapy.
Huh?
No, I hear exactly what you're saying. And, David, this is all by design. I have learned this over the years that, 40, 50 years ago, our grandparents would have never in a million years ever dreamed taking out a mortgage on their home to send their kids to college? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, my grandfather was more concerned about how he was going to pay for the seed bill next fall or next spring if there was bad weather. So he was always anticipating, always planning ahead for his family because there was no fallback. There was no this safety net thing, and he would have not wanted that. But something happened in about 45 years ago. Some guy who started, and I don't fault him. I think credit cards are pretty awesome as used as a tool, not as a noose.
Right.
But anyway, he got this wild idea that, if you didn't have to bring money with you to have lunch every day, could just get someone to run up a tab, you pay it off once a month. The guy founded something called Diners Club. That was the very, very first credit card, because you could not carry a balance from month to month. But out of that has grown this thing called the consumer credit industry. It's an industry that created itself and has managed through marketing and through brilliant marketing and getting banks on board and all of that to create in our lives something that we think is indispensable, and that is not only using a credit card but being able to have debt, to be able to have things now and pay for them later, to the point, which this just knocks me out. I've been reading some current kinds of statistics and all, having to do with the generation called millennials and even younger. And there is a mindset that has been embedded into the DNA, it almost feels like, of coming, I guess even the current, my generation, even, that it's impossible to live without it. There's absolutely no way. I mean, that what MasterCard and Visa tell us in their marketing materials.
Yeah, well, hold on, Mary. I'm going to ask again, what's in your wallet?
What's in my wallet? I have a credit card.
Yeah.
I travel.
How many points do you get? You get points?
Absolutely. I don't make that number one.
Of course not.
Yourself if you're living to get points, but I might as well get them if I'm traveling.
Absolutely.
But let me tell you something, David. For me, I mean, this is my own personal rule, and I teach this, is that credit cards are not evil.
No, of course not.
For people who are financially mature and able, they are
a great tool.
Yeah. It's like having a cell phone. I mean, how did we get along without it? But the problem is the abuse. It's called abuse, and abuse equals debt. person who carries a balance from month to month on a credit card is abusing it. I mean, that they're shooting themselves in the foot because, you know, 15, 18, 29% interest? Are you serious?
Well, and it's also they're being abused because, you know, I'm sure you're quite aware of this, Mary. I talk about this when I give somebody a little bit of counseling on the debt. Typically the credit card company only requires like a 2% payment.
That's right.
And so if you're paying, let's all do the math together. Let's say be conservative, Mary. Let's say you're paying 15% and you're only required to pay 2. There's a 13% increase in your balance, on an annual basis going to the next month.
Well, that's almost right. I mean,
almost. Help me do the math.
You're not paying 2% interest. You're paying 2% of the outstanding balance.
Exactly,
exactly. So your payment, you're very right in that 2% of the outstanding balance may not even come close to meeting what translates to the 15% interest.
Exactly.
So you're losing ground every day. You know, the federal government came along and tried to change that, make banks collect at least enough to equal the
at least the interest, right?
So that every month, you're just treading water for the rest of your life. But even banks have gotten around that now, It was 4%, then they go slip it down to 3. They want you in debt forever. I mean, if I could just get people to understand that they're turning you into a slave. I hate that word. But that's exactly, if you're carrying a balance from month to month, folks, it's horrible. That feels like someone else owns you. And I had that come to that point in my life. And I'm telling you, it's not pleasant.
No, and I think a lot of us have, Mary. And there have been times in people's lives where we're not going to get into there are certainly situations where people are trying to make good decisions. And, we're not that far away from the Great Recession of 2008 and then the ensuing years. And, for a lot of people, that saved them the ability to use that resourcefully. So it can be a tool, but you are spot on. Being able to get away from it and to pay it off is a wonderful feeling, and because when you're heavily in debt, it's like standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon and looking down.
Yeah. It is. It's very life impacting, and it impacts. It's a ripple effect. It impacts your relationships. It impacts your health. A credit card debt is one of the worst stressors on health. I mean, we've got credible now medical, scientific, empirical evidence just how damaging debt is to one's physical health.
Well, so let's do this, and I know we both feel strongly about this, and you feel so strongly. You've got the website, you got the book, and you are all on it. Let's do this. What advice would you give to somebody who is in the thick of it, who is standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, as I described it, who's up to their eyeballs in debt and just is suffocating and doesn't know where to turn or what to do or is embarrassed, which is a lot of times the case. And I've had that when I've had somebody come in and meet with me, Mary, and talk to me. And then all of a sudden I realize why they're there. And we keep right on talking because I never turn anybody away. I talk to them and help them. But there is that moment where I realize that's why they're there. I'm like, okay, they need some guidance. What do you say to people, though, that are up to their eyeballs in debt?
Yeah, the first thing is, I want to throw you a lifeline. It's got hope written all around it, hope. You need hope. There is a way out. But then I'm quick to say, I'm going to be realistic with you, and hope is not a strategy. I mean, if hope would have done it, you would not be in this position you're in right now, because I know. Been there.
Yeah.
I know exactly what they're going through. So what I tell people is that you did not get in this position overnight. There are no overnight miracles.
Thank you.
But I can show you a plan. You need a plan. But everything has to start inside. It's got to be internal. You've got to debt-proof your attitude. That's what I call it. You have to come to the point. I mean, it's very similar to losing weight. I'm so overweight, I got to lose weight. But if you're doing it just because your spouse is going to leave you if you don't, or your doctor says you're going to drop dead tomorrow, it probably is not going to be a lasting influence. It's got to start on the inside. It's got to be something. I am going to do this. I cannot live this way anymore. And then we start there. The next thing is that I tell people, you've done probably all you physically, mentally, financially feel you can do at this moment. So give me 30 days. Just give me 30 days. I challenge you for the next 30 days, track, keep track of where you spend your money. I mean, all of it. Whether that's a government check you're getting every month because you're out of work, an unemployment check, a paycheck, a trust account check, whatever it is, the money that comes in, everyone gets some kind of money to manage. We've got to see where you are. We've got to start there. So we have this plan. You start tracking for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, we take a look at this. And I don't say one-on-one. I don't do that kind of counseling, but through the website, through the book,
sure,
through all of this, it's a plan. We've got to see where you are. Then we put into play what I call, you've got to start doing a spending plan. All that means is when you get money in, before you do anything, you have to pre-spend it on paper. I mean, you know, you're playing a game of Monopoly, whatever. You've got this much money, you've got this kind of responsibility. And then you start looking at things in an orderly fashion. You start paying and attributing money out through your life, allocating it in such a way that you're doing it wisely. That doesn't mean that you pay the first person who's making the most noise in your life, like you, a creditor. No, you have to look at food, shelter, medication, keeping your family together. We
priorities.
Go right down. And that's the first thing. We've got to teach people. I have to teach people how to manage a paycheck. And out of that, you dare not spend it all. No matter how deeply in debt you are, this is hard for people to realize. It was hard for me. If you spend it all, you're never going to get off this treadmill. Because next month when something goes wrong that you didn't anticipate, what are you going to do? If you haven't saved anything.
Right.
So it's an immediate plan of putting some away off the top. Even if it's a small amount, it's this attitude thing. This is what I do. I save. I never spend at all. So, and then the debt-proof living plan is, it's just five core elements. It makes a lot of sense. I've put together what I call the rapid debt repayment plan. It works. It's how we got out of debt.
Yep.
Paid back 100, more than 100 of unsecured credit card debt. So,
well, I'm at the website right now, Mary. I'm looking at it. Debtproofliving.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Debt repayment, the spending plans you talked about, building a contingency fund, all these things, and it's a great resource. Mary Hunt's with us today. She is an author, columnist, speaker. The book, Debt Proof Living, How to Get Out of Debt and Stay That Way. Mary, we're going to grab a quick break. We'll be right back.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
All right, we are back. Mary Hunt's on the line, author, columnist, speaker, Debt Proof Living, How to Get Out of Debt and Stay That Way. And we are both very passionate about this, Mary and I. And I love the resources you make available on the website, debtproofliving.com. In fact, I'm going to join, Mary. I'm going to confess. I'm going to join because I want to use some of those resources and working with people and helping them have a spending plan. And because, you know, the thing that I found is that if no plan's going to work, it's just like a diet. No plan's going to work if it's so restrictive, you can't do anything.
That's right. Absolutely.
You're going to break it. It's not going to work. And you also have to be clear about, you know, your budget and what you're going to get and what it's going to look like and how, what your plan's going to be. And I just love that. I love that methodical aspect of it. And it just makes it work.
Yeah, the debt-proof living plan. Most people are kind of surprised because they assume that every spare penny they have and everything they can possibly raise, they need to start putting and throwing against their debt to get it paid down quickly, and that's not our plan at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, if you do that, you know, what are you going to do when Christmas comes?
Exactly.
What are you going to do when the tires
go out? Exactly.
We
know what you're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I only know this because I've lived it. You know,
sure.
You're on this, you can't get off of it. So the whole thing is that we approach paying back debt in a very, credit card debt, and this is about unsecured credit card debt.
Sure.
And student loans, in a reasoned way. Using your minimum monthly payment right now as where we're going to start. And that's what blows people away, is that they can't believe they can really get out of debt if all they contribute every month is what their current minimum monthly payment is right now. That it works beautifully, provided people are willing to stop adding to it. That's very important.
Yeah, that's a key element, right?
That's like, you know, your house is flooding, but you won't turn off the spigot on the bathtub.
No, I got a better one. Yeah, I got a better one. It's on the treadmill eating a Twinkie.
There you go.
Okay, I mean, come on, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that one. But that's it. And so a big part of debt-proof living is what we call a freedom account. Everyone has to have one. We're anticipating those things and preparing for them every single month. So, you know, it's like five pieces to a puzzle. Without one of them, nothing's going to work. But as long as the person's willing to do this, and it's a plan. You know, David, I think it's probably the kind of plan you would suggest. Like if someone comes in to see you, they want to do some estate planning, some financial planning and all.
Sure.
And you find out they're just drowning in credit card debt, you would probably very lovingly say, you know what? You got to go home. You got to get out of debt. When you're out of debt, then you come back and see me and we'll get a plan together. I mean, I could save people an awful lot of time and effort because they think that guys like you, David, who can really, really steer people and help them with their retirement and their future and all, but you can't do it if they're carrying that kind of debt.
No, because we got to start with that first. We've got to have a plan. And,
exactly.
You know, I have to say, I just met with someone, and I had forewarned you that I had an anecdote here or an example. And it's exactly what you described, Mary. They came in, and somebody wants to come in and see me. I sit down with them. I talk to them. There's no obligation. I just want to, what can I do to help? And what I've quickly determined is that the gentleman needed some counseling on debt and kind of a strategy. So we talked through a lot of what you're sharing, and we developed a little kind of a plan of what to do. And it was very much what you're talking about, because I can't get to the investments or, you know, what you're going to do with retirement until we get a handle on the debt.
Right. Exactly. It would be probably not only unethical, but highly, I mean, for people to start investing when they are so deeply in debt, they just don't realize how inappropriate that is.
Well, thank you for saying that, Mary, because you know what? There are advisors out there, unfortunately, who disregard or couldn't care any less, unfortunately. If I have somebody come in and they say, hey, David, I've got $100,000 I want to invest. And so my next question is, well, let's talk about the rest of your financial picture.
Yeah.
And if I hear they've got debt, my next question is going to be, how much is it? And what's the interest rate? And if there's that situation, I'm going to say, well, you know what? No, I don't want the money. I'm not going to invest it for you. We got to pay the debt off first.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got a house at 3%, that's different. But if you know, if you've got a credit card of 12%, we're not going to talk about investing until that's paid off.
That's right. I don't know if you would agree with this, but, you know, probably one of the best investments there is a repaid debt. I mean,
it's
you owe it anyway, and to pay it off.
If you've got debt, if it's 6% you owe, if that's the rate, and the credit cards obviously are much higher. Let's say you owe $50,000 on a credit card and the interest rate's what, 15, 18%? Mm-hmm. Let's pay that off and you've got a permanent return.
That's right. Exactly. That was really hard for me to figure that out when people used to tell me that, but that's absolutely true. Because the 15% interest, I don't have to send up Visa anymore. I get to keep that. And exact dollar for dollars is my return on having invested in my debt, which is a very good thing to do. I mean, if you've got the debt, the best thing you can do is to invest in it.
I can't agree more, Mary. I think you're spot on, and I think that's really what people need to hear. And what they also need to hear is they're not alone. You know, I've seen it. You've seen it. We've experienced it. We know what this is about, and it's okay to say, you know what, I'm not sure where to start. And a lot of times too, and I know you've dealt with this, and I know you speak to this in your book and your website and the different things you have available. A lot of times people are just too close to it. They can't see the forest for the trees. They're just too, because all they can see is trees all around them. They can't see.
That is so true. That is so true. And I think that's true of probably any kind of challenge in our life. You know, being able to, you know, accept help. You know, even if it's just someone who's willing to hold up a mirror, shine a light, let me help you see where you are, it can be just so helpful, and that's what we do.
Until you do that, you just can't, you may not, the example I was giving a minute ago, when we finished, we had a plan that was a two-year plan, And at the end of the 2 years, he would be debt-free, and he would be able then to have that money available then to do other things with it after yeah. everything. I mean, that's the beauty that there's, hey, there's going to be $2,000 a month that you can spend after the 2 years is up. In the yeah. meantime, you can have this much money.
Or build wealth, you know. People yeah. like those two words, and I kind of yeah. like them too.
Yeah, when I say spend, I mean, you know, you don't have to put it. You don't have to spend all of it on, on all the stuff, but spend or save or whatever the case is. All right, let's grab a quick break. Mary Hunt's our guest, author, columnist, speaker, debt elimination juggernaut, debt proof living, how to get out of debt and stay that way. That's the book. Debtproofliving.com is a website. We'll be right back.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your portfolio prepared for such a correction? How about inflation? What's your plan for when a gallon of gas or gallon of milk costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has answers to questions just like these and practical steps you can take to help mitigate these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back, and it's a great conversation with Mary Hunt. She is the author of Debt Proof Living, How to Get Out of Debt and Stay That Way, debtproofliving.com. And I got to go to this, Mary, because we're going to get questions, or somebody's going to say, but yes, isn't there an intelligent use, a good use? We talked about it being kind of that emergency situation back with the Great Recession earlier, but is it for those that are saying, well, golly, isn't there a tool here? Why don't I take that 0% financing for 3 years? And, you know, is there ever a good use of borrowing the money? I guess another way of saying it is, what is an intelligent borrower, or what does intelligent borrowing look like?
Well, intelligent borrowing to me is the opposite of toxic debt. Toxic debt is what carries from month to month on a credit card. I don't think that's ever intelligent. I mean, sometimes we have to do things that aren't absolutely spot on perfect. I understand.
And things that are painful too, right?
Right, very painful. But intelligent borrowing would be like any kind of a loan that has a collateral. Because if there's collateral involved, there's a safety net. You can either sell that house to get out of a loan, or you can sell the car to get out of a loan. Usually a collateralized loan where there's something involved that the lender can repossess, that's kind of the benchmark mark of a collateralized loan. You know, the interest rate is lower, the payments are finite, they don't go on forever. Open-ended is what credit cards are. And trust me, banks and credit card issuers want that open-ended thing. They want you in debt to the day you die. That is their profit. That's their reason to live and breathe, is to keep people in debt. I mean, we just got to say it what it is. That is completely different than a collateralized loan. And I think intelligent borrowing has allowed millions of Americans to own their own home eventually. I mean, a mortgage is a wonderful thing. It allowed me to buy a home. My husband and I just recently paid off our mortgage completely.
Yay!
Thank you. Thrilled out of our minds.
Sure.
It's what a wonderful feeling. But we could have never done that from you know, day one, or ever saved up enough money to purchase a loan. A home. So another mark of intelligent borrowing is that you're borrowing on something that is improving in value. It's gaining value.
Well,
appreciating. Now that's a very intelligent thing to do.
That's a great thing. Well, let me say it this way, and tell me if you agree. Finance things that are assets, or that are going to grow in value, or investments. Don't finance your lifestyle or your spending.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You're not, you know, 3 years is kind of a rule of thumb. Is it going to last for more than 3 years? Well, now it's considered durable, you know, in the world of economy and all things that last at least for 3 years. That pretty much rules out that dinner.
Well, yeah, or last vacation. Year's Christmas gift, or vacation, or yeah.
You know, those
doggone
don't
it, we
even
deserve
last
it.
Until you get the bill. I mean,
right.
That's so crazy. But now I have to say that there are people listening to us right now who have managed to figure out how to make a credit card become under this umbrella of financial intelligence, of being smart. And I don't want anyone who's in debt to even think of doing this, but I'm sure you've got many clients, maybe yourself, that you have such great discipline that everything you spend during the month you put onto a credit card, strategically onto a certain credit card where you get some reward back. Now you're beating the bank at their own game. They make not much at all when you do this because they have to pay fees, interchange fees, mm-hmm. and all this. Plus they're giving you something back. They're hoping to goodness that 1 month you won't be able to pay it, and they'll go, gotcha.
I still think they make a little bit on it, but your point's well taken, Mary. But you know what? I'll do a little devil advocacy here. Points and all that are great, and I have enjoyed them. Trust me, I'm right there with you. But I got to tell you something. I'm more and more. We just went through this, my wife and I. We sat down and said, okay, do we really need this department store credit card? Do we really need these things? And we went from like, I don't know. And again, it's, you know, the sales are great. The discounts are great. You get in the mail. I said, but you know what we should really do is just simply have the cards that we really need. So we went from like, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 of these cards down to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. I don't want that stuff floating around. And we've had a problem with somebody at the store, writing the number down, and then they use it somewhere, and the fraud department calls from the credit card company. And we see in the news, you know, these big announcements of these data breaches, and more, I got to tell you, I'm using cash.
Oh, I am too. And just because of my personal propensity.
Well, and I'd like to be able to make a purchase without having to answer 50 million questions. What's my blood type? What's my zip code? I was in a store one time, Mary, and I was paying cash. And they said, and what is your zip code? And I said, it's none of your business.
Right.
I can't buy something without giving you my zip code?
Yep. Yeah, it's called data mining.
Yeah, well, I know exactly what it is. They need to mind their own business.
That's great. I'm with you all the way. And I much prefer to use cash. It's not traceable.
It keeps it real, though.
I like privacy. It's not sinister. It's just that I'm a kind of a private person. But absolutely, that is true. And that I really want people, if they don't hear one other thing, credit is not evil. What is the problem is the debt that it does that stranglehold on us. And we have to be wise enough, mature enough, to be able to handle credit. That's why we don't give, you know, preschoolers credit.
You got it.
We shouldn't be giving high schoolers credit either. They aren't, their brains have not formed and completely developed yet to be able to handle that.
Well, my wife might actually agree with you about my brain not being formed completely yet, but we'll have to save the rest for another show, Mary. You've been great. Mary Hunt, our guest, author, columnist, speaker. The book is Debt Proof Living, How to Get Out of Debt and Stay That Way, debtproofliving.com. Mary, we'll have you back.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.